Coffee Clever at 7-Eleven with freshly ground coffee for just a buck.
Phoebe Jones, of course, is here while Fief is on maternity leave, settling in. I mean, you've moved your whole life to Melbourne from Sydney. You love Melbourne.
Just for us.
I love Melbourne. I just love it. I have moved, Byron, and, you know, it's hard when you're trying to settle into your new place, have a job at the same time, not that we're a big job or anything, but,
hey, whoa.
Well, not that it's a bit long, is what I mean. Okay. Well, I have plenty of time to do things, but the one thing I keep trying
Can you stop saying it makes us sound so lazy?
Yeah, I know, it does, doesn't it? Sorry.
Wait till you're about 4 weeks in and see how much you got to do.
All right.
When you're now, real tired.
Do you know what I have been trying to do? Get my internet working. Not working, because I could work it if I had it. I haven't got my modem yet. Since the 7th of this month,
okay.
I've been waiting for my modem to arrive from my telco. And I've called them a few times and they're like, oh, we're so sorry about that. Let us, you know. And last night, I thought,
it's only
12
days.
It's still a long time.
Okay.
Feb. It's a modem. I could get one from Tamart. Or something.
You just said a shop that rhymed with Kmart.
Exactly. I didn't want to say Kmart. I don't think you can get modems there. Anyway.
You're allowed to mention a department store that you'd like to
I can get my internet from Belstra.
Yeah. If you're gonna slag off a company, don't say them. But if you just would like to go shop somewhere, you
Kmart.
Can. Yeah, you can
Kmart.
Say that.
Floptus, I
don't Target. Know. I was actually going to say Target or Kmart.
And
I came up with Tamart.
Got
it. Now, I rang my telco last night to say, you know what? I don't want it. I don't even bother. I'm breaking up
with
you.
Oh, you played that game.
I did.
Yes. Well, strong.
I did. Well, you know what happened?
They said, we'll send it out straight away.
No, they didn't. I went, look, I've been waiting for this modem since the 7th, and I'd just like to cancel that. And he goes, okay, it's cancelled.
Oh, wow.
And then, not only that, then type on your keyboard. You know that sound?
Right, yeah.
I heard that all of a sudden and I went, I'm still waiting on the line. And I went, is that it? And he goes, oh, yeah, okay, bye. It's cancelled.
Wow.
He'd moved on.
He's broken up with
you. He broke up with me.
That's amazing. That customer service is horrific.
It is, isn't it?
Because I remember when I rang up Oxtel, Optustel, and I was going to cancel because we've got a couple of boxes, you know, that you move in.
Yeah.
Okay. Just trying, like, well, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to cancel it because we've got too many boxes.
Set-top boxes.
No.
Whatever company was involved.
Whatever company.
It was a generic cable company.
It was
company.
Optustel, something to do with that.
Anyway. Okay.
Yep.
And I said, I want to cancel our subscription because it was costing like $300-$400.
A week.
A month. And we said, oh, we'll cancel. Just don't want it. Because there's stuff called FlixNet and all that sort of stuff.
I just don't want to.
They're very litigious, these companies.
Okay. I just reckon we take a break.
Okay.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
It's cold outside.
I'm missing it.
Winter is coming.
It's just my favourite time of the year.
Fifi, Feb and Byron want to tell you a story. But are they lying?
Fifi, Feb and Byron's kaboom.
Cool party. Who you trying to fool?
Escape to the magic of the snow at Mount Buller. That's what we will be doing on the weekend. It's just a few hours away. Gee, this game's fun because you guys tell stories and you either bull or you make them true stories and people have to guess to win this great prize, which includes the accommodation.
Is this the last one?
This is the last time.
Yeah, last time.
You
got
yours?
Your ski clothing, your gear here. No, it's your turn, Evie. It's not Fev's.
I think it's Fev's turn.
I call Buller. It's your go.
You're right.
That's how it works. All right, we've got Brooke on the line from Pakenham, Byron's old hood.
Packy.
Good morning,
Hi.
Brooke.
Hi, Brooke.
Morning.
How are you going? What's happening? You ready to go to the snow?
Yes, definitely. Well,
all you have to do is, how's your detector for someone telling a bit of buller going?
I think I'm pretty good, hopefully.
Oh, okay. Okay. Evie's going to tell you a story, whether it's true, whether it's not true. You just have to call buller or not buller. And Danny from Mornington. Good morning, Danny. Dan in the Peninsula.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Danny.
You're an aged care worker.
Yeah, I work in aged care.
Oh, good beautiful.
On
good
That's
on you.
Great job,
You're a
Danny.
Good egg.
Yeah.
All you have to do is sit there and do nothing.
Hopefully,
and hopefully Brooke stuffs up.
Yeah.
All right. Easy.
Okay, here we go. This is my story. Is it true or is it false?
Buller.
Buller. I was once on a date and it was a blind date.
Oh, that's just mean.
Oh, done.
He's gone over to console her.
Oh, my God. It's awful because it's true.
Sorry, go.
Trauma. I'm triggered. Okay, no, I was on a date. It was a blind date. I met him at a restaurant. It was a bar restaurant. And he was so gross. He kept looking me up and down, and I think he was sticking his tongue in and out of his mouth, like doing that gross, you know.
Jeez.
So I thought, I've got to get out of here. But we were sitting near the door.
Hang on, how did it go?
We were actually sat near the door, so I couldn't leave without him knowing. So I just said, I'm just got to go to the toilet. And the toilet had a big window, so I'm like, I'm out this window. Like, and it was a ground floor, so we were totally fine. Got stuck on said big window. Didn't know. You know, I have the area problem where I think, oh, I'm a lot smaller than And I got stuck. I couldn't get it. And then a waitress came in and she goes, I was like, oh, I'm stuffed. Like, she's going to be, she thought I was doing a runner. No, she goes, oh, look, I saw that guy. She goes, are you trying to get out? And I went, yes. And she goes, let me help you. And I went, really? She goes, yeah, this window is a bit sticky. And she opened it a bit more for me. Out I went. And I'd have never seen that woman again. But still to this day, I think of her.
I don't know.
And I think of that licky, licky man.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's a true story or not, but it's a great story.
It's an absolute belter. Now, could a date be that disastrous? Mm. I guess that's the question for Brooke in Pakenham. Is that buller or is she telling the truth?
What do you reckon, Brookie?
Great story, but I'm going to go with it's buller.
Oh, Brooke, you'd be right.
Well done. I thought it was true.
Yeah. Well, I've never been on a date.
Congratulations to Brooke. Commiserations. Danny, you were the Stephen Bradbury there, hoping she'd fall over. But Danny has congratulated Brooke on a great win. It's a great prize for you, Brooke. You've scored yourself a trip to Mount Buller, Escape to the Magic of the Snow at Mount Buller. It includes so many extras in there. You've got your twin share accommodation. You've got your ski clothing. Your gear hire is all taken care of. Your two-day ski lift passes. And it's for you and a mate. Who will you take, Brooke?
My boyfriend, Jake.
Yay!
Did I get the room with you?
Jakey.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's weird.
Brooke, why would you even say that?
Sounds like that guy I was on a date with.
What is wrong with you?
That's what he'd say.
Anyway, we will be there this weekend and broadcasting live from Mount Buller on Monday.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Yeah, yesterday after the show, Byron and I took Evie down to a dog park to try find her a date. I was your wingman. Byron was like Bruce McAvaney commentating everyone, everything. Yeah, that's a nice compliment.
He was standing in the trees.
We wanted to look from a distance. Look.
With a microphone.
We're trying to help you because, Evie, you're new to Melbourne, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You've got a lot of dogs.
I have lived here before, and the last time I lived here, I didn't have any luck in love. I thought maybe this time.
Okay. So
I thought I could get you a man. This is how it unfolded.
We're at the local dog park. Evie is here with her three dogs. Fev is here as well. Why?
I'm here to be Evie's wingman to try find her man in a dog park. And we've come here. We're in Albert Park. And there's not many men around. Evie brought two dogs and a rat. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Evie, what are you looking for in a man? Oh, he's a man. He's a schoolboy.
Nope.
He could be 18. He's in high school.
No, between 30 and 50.
30 and 50, okay. I think maybe there might be, there's someone over the park bench over there with a hoodie on, so I don't know whether it's a male or a female.
Well, I think it's a woman.
Now, there looks to be someone sitting on a park bench there. Now, look, from a distance, quite an androgynous figure.
It's a woman.
Yeah,
it's a woman.
It's a woman.
It's a woman.
Abort.
Now, here looks to be a bloke walking his dog. Oh, he looks to be quite an attractive man, quite eligible, got a nice scarf, looks a bit Euro. Oh, here we go. I don't know what he's saying. I can't tell from here, but we have contact. We have contact.
What's happening? Walking the dog. Come here often? Do you?
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find my friend a date, Evie Jones. Yeah. She just moved in. She's moved in from Sydney, so she's a bit. She thinks that this is a place to meet guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that a dog park?
Yeah.
I just got told to f*** off.
Okay, so that hasn't worked out.
Oh mate, so sorry.
That's my love life's over.
So sorry. Maybe we should try like a dog bar. Or...
there is a dog bar.
Is there a dog bar
near here?
Is there?
We should go there one night.
Yeah. Okay. Evie!
Yeah!
Found a horse.
That'll do.
101.9 The Fox.
Very good mate of Fifi Boxers, and the project celebrates its 10th anniversary episode tonight. It will be a huge night, 6:30 p.m. on Channel 10. What an achievement that is for the project and for the host of the show, Carrie Bickmore. Yay.
Morning, Bickers.
Hello. How are you?
I'm going tonight. I'll see you there.
Are you?
Yep,
great.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, you're just going to be in the crowd? Is yep. Pete Hillier going to get you up to read what's coming
Pete
up next?
Yes. Who is that?
I hope so.
I always say Hillier.
PJ.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know his name.
It's just a thing I do.
Oh, poor. What
you,
funny thing
mate,
you do.
Oh, gee, thanks, Carrie. You and Boxy, shit me. You're the only people that pick me up on it. Boxy does it all the time. She goes, excuse me, what's his name?
Well,
no one else picks
it up. It's his name.
Carrie's a journalist.
Well, Hallier,
so she's
there you go.
Pick you up on everything you say wrong.
Yes.
But we're not calling you Favila.
Well, you should, because you actually call me Favola, which is not my last name. It's actually Fevola.
Could I apologise to you, though, because when you came and did the Carrie and Tommy show with me the other afternoon because yes. Tommy was off sick, I said something to you that I now regret.
Oh.
That was amazing.
I'm not huge into footy, and right. I knew you were a footy player, but I shouldn't have said on air, were you any good?
Yeah.
only to discover you're actually really, really good, and you turned around to me off air. This is how I knew you're annoyed. You went, it'd be like me asking, oh, do you host The Project?
Yeah. Are you good on TV? That's like pretty much. Like it hurt Evie. Like I was like on air. And she just looked at me as if she was born under a rock or lived under a rock for the last 50 years, said, are you any good at footy?
Okay. Oh,
so that's a national fair though, show. I did ask the same thing on air
and
when
Evie,
I first started.
And Evie said the same thing. I'm like, God, what's happening
here? Now, speaking of Evie, this is the thing. The project, this is such a great milestone. 10 years. And Carrie's been such a massive part of this show. We're just trying to get some perspective as to the importance of Evie Jones, who obviously is filling in for Fife. Now, how would you describe her role on the project over the last 10 years in terms of her significance?
You mean Evie's?
Yeah, yes, Evie's.
I think you've been on it. Have you? A couple of times?
Yeah. I have. Well, you were on maternity leave and I was taking over your spot probably, but I don't know.
No, she wasn't.
But I did want to know, I'm going to the party tonight. Will our Logie be there so I can have a hold?
Our Logie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was on the project for three times.
No.
Doesn't that mean?
Sure. I mean, I've got a few at home. You can come and have a
coffee. Ah, yes! Well done, Bickers.
Now, have you now.
Just quickly on the project. What's the most memorable over the last 10 years thing that happened on the project for you?
I would honestly say, and it didn't specifically happen on the project, but it definitely happened as a result of the project, was the Gold Logie. And I don't mean that to bring up the Logie again. I mean to bring that up because
I only said
of
that
the
jokingly.
Chance to launch my Brain Cancer Foundation,
yes.
which
yes.
now, because of the project and because of being able to win that, we've now raised $11.5 million.
Wow.
And it's completely changed my life and the lives of lots of different people. So that would
well
be a very genuine moment as a result of the project.
Well, Carrie, we're proud of you. We're proud of the show. It's
super
it's been unbelievable. Changed TV in Australia, really. 10 years. Congratulations to you, Carrie. And, of course, you'll
Thanks,
be
guys.
Driving everyone home this Arvo as well.
Yeah.
I will.
Do you need Fev to fill in again or?
Nah, we're good.
Hey. You was going
Fridays.
So well. You apologise and then you stick it in me
no,
again.
No, you were awesome. Thank you. You were brilliant the other day.
Good luck
I'll
tonight,
see you
Carrie.
Tonight, Carrie.
See you, guys.
She won't know who you are.
She won't.
101.9 The Fox.
The world went mad yesterday, especially Australia.
Why?
Instagram. Is hiding the total number of likes on your posts.
Oh, what?
They've stopped all the likes.
Oh, I saw that.
And I've been banging on about Instagram on this show, Evie, for a long time with Fiona Box. And I just wanted Instagram to blow up. Just go.
Explode and go.
Yeah, just go. Because I want all the influencers. Like your Bum 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 Smiths and all these other people. And just because they live their life. Like they live their life through Instagram.
Yeah.
Like they've got no jobs. Some of the influencers have no jobs.
And they call it their job.
And they call it their job. They're like public figure and they promote stuff and they get paid this and they go on great holidays and do all this stuff.
Instagram influencer.
And it's all about how many likes you get, their interactions.
Oh.
Yesterday, Instagram, they're trialing it, but they hit all the likes and it went nuts. And the thing that is most exciting about this, because I love Twitter. Twitter really loves when Instagram shuts down or does something.
That's true.
It's the only time anyone ever goes to Twitter.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
a great platform. But the reason for doing this is it's about potentially benefiting mental health, because they think that people with their dopamines inactive, eating chocolate and winning money, therefore social media likes can be activated because it's all about their mental health.
Are you speaking? What language are you speaking at the moment?
I'm just reading off whatever she gave me. While social media provides a short-term high, it is often followed by a crashing low. And the lack of likes, if you post something, can lead to low self-esteem. The lack of likes.
Well, yeah.
For instance, I'll post a photo of, say, Schnooksy or Mia and Daniel or the kids or Toby, the baby, and I get like 10,000 likes plus. I post a photo of myself, I get like 2,000. It's like really weird.
No one cares.
No one cares. I don't care. One cares. Oh, not really. I whinge at home about it, but I'm not going to get
sad.
I'm not going to get depressed about it because it's an Instagram app.
Yeah, but you know what? There's some people that get such little likes, and others that get such.
Don't have Instagram,
mate.
No,
What do you mean, no?
Then they can't. They can have Instagram.
And don't get depressed about it, though.
No, you can't stop people getting depressed about things.
Well, what are they getting depressed about? Because they don't get enough likes.
Well, I think that because it's a competitive social media platform that doesn't have to be competitive. It's supposed to be about showing your photos.
Yes.
Commenting, whatever. Mm-hmm. Liking it, you can like it. You can still see who's liked yours and how many people it's liked yours. You just can't see the
others,
people.
Yeah.
So other people can't
see. So you can't compare anymore.
So I think Instagram's cooked because fact is I went on Instagram yesterday and because of the fact that no one can see, I can't. So Byron puts a photo up. I like it, but I can't see that I've liked it, and I don't know how many other people have liked it. So I found myself just scrolling through. I didn't even like anything. I'm just like, there's no point liking anymore.
Wow. Well,
you know, you can actually see other people have liked it or not.
But
they
haven't got
a numerical
number. But it's not right there.
Number.
It's not right there.
It is.
Like in my mental, the way I operate, I need to see it. I need to see my like go up and the number go up. And I go, 1,102. Oh, I'm 1,103. But now I can't see that.
That just
Liked but then you look, that's exactly right. That's like a game. And now that I can't see it,
I thought it was going to be they were going to stop showing you who's liking your posts.
Right.
And I didn't like that.
No, that would have sucked because that's
your
friends.
I can still see who likes my stuff. And I like that it's taken the numbers off for other posts because when I look at other people's posts, I used to look at the number of likes, and now it's good. It's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, my posts never get as many likes as LeBron James, and it really makes me really depressed. No, but look, 13, 10, 60. I reckon maybe for grown-ups we can possibly handle it whether someone got more likes than us. But you think about maybe a teenager in high school who posts a nice picture of someone important to them, and they get about 4 likes. And then some other kid's getting 600.
But it's all about your popularity. Lenny's got like 12,000 followers, so she's going to get more likes than a Joe Blow that's her friend because she's got 100.
But it's just, I think, the point of not pointing it out.
Joe Blow might not like that.
Yeah.
Well, then Joe Blow doesn't need to go on Instagram.
But Joe Blow has every right to be on Instagram.
I don't understand. It's an app and people are talking about it like it's a frigging be-all and end-all. It's not. Who cares?
Instagram, I think, is just saying the point of Instagram is not about who likes it. It's all about posting.
No.
Okay.
I'd beg to differ. Instagram think it's about likes.
Robust conversation in here. No problem with that. We can disagree. 13, 10, 60. Is no longer showing likes a good thing? Or like Fev believes, we may as well shut down Instagram. So give us a call. Let us know how you feel about it.
I found myself watching a lot of stories, though.
There you go.
I like the stories on Instagram.
Yeah, stories.
I didn't look
great.
At the pictures because I'm like, I can't like it.
Well, when you look at the stories, you can't like them.
13, 10, 60. No, we'll take some calls right after the break on The Fox.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Fev, you don't necessarily agree that removing likes is a good thing. Fev, you think maybe they should just shut down Instagram.
Yeah, just shut it down. Shut it down or just take the whole like process out of it. Because if it's all about pictures, why have a like button in the first place? Don't half do it. They're half trying to, because there's been a lot of complaints about people's mental health and not getting enough, low self-esteem, not getting enough likes.
Yeah.
We'll just don't go halfway because what they're going to do we trialed it and, we'll satisfy you and then they'll put it back on.
Yeah.
Just take the whole thing off.
All right. Now, Evie,
it's all about pictures, isn't it?
You think this is a good thing though, Evie?
I do.
Yep.
I think that it takes the competitiveness away. And if you're still an Instagram influencer, I'd say they're rolling my eyes. You can still show businesses your insights and things like that. Like
stats.
You can prove that your stats, you're getting lots of likes. But yeah, I think it's a good thing. I think mental well-being is really important. And I think we are taking steps. You know, I just thought the opposite of Instagram, Twitter – But what about Facebook? Not only did Facebook keep their likes, they put a dislike button.
Yeah, they did.
They did the exact opposite.
And they
opposite.
Put like an angry face if you don't like the post. But this is run by the same people, isn't it?
Yeah, same company.
I thought it was. Yeah. So Instagram's obviously supposed to be about love and acceptance and being nice. And Facebook, I hate Facebook because it's so mean.
The thumbs down button. We've got Max here who's given us a call in Fairfield. There's plenty of calls. We could go all day with this. 13 10 60.
Morning, Maxie boy.
Morning. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. What are your thoughts on Insta?
So I'm 17 years old and I use Instagram quite a lot. And I'm sorry, I completely agree with Fev. I believe that getting rid of the likes won't really help the situation at all. And the likes button is an integral part of Instagram.
Right. What do you think will fix the problem? What is the problem?
So I think the problem is the photos that people post that sort of cause the mental health issues. So whether that is certain body image or
like the photoshopping,
photoshopping or stuff like that, people comparing people to others, I believe it's more towards their lives or how they perceive their lives to be.
Maxie, but, I reckon you've just hit the nail on the head.
Pretty good point, actually.
I agree. I hate people that filter their photos. And I take photos. I just post. And everyone's like, "Oh, you got to filter it." Whatever it is, I just post it. Because that's what I look like, and that's what I look like at that time, and that's how I am, and I don't want to be any different. But I hate how people make their face all different and make their chin and they put a different lighting on.
But that's what Insta does. I mean, it's about putting your best image forward, isn't it?
That's the whole point. Why take a like button away?
Well, maybe this is just the beginning of what they're going to do.
they should take the filters off.
What's left? No likes and no filters.
No, but put the likes back on, but just leave the and just let people post who they are because people are posting that it's not them.
What about the puppy dog filter? I love that.
That's
I'm
great.
Not a puppy dog.
It's more a Snapchat
I'm
thing.
I'm talking more about your face.
Right, face
tuning. You give yourself Botox on an Instagram, it's like free.
Now, why don't we get a parent's perspective from Melanie in Essendon? She's called us on this whole Insta-like topic.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Now, I've got three daughters, and social media has just been, it's a nightmare for a parent to try and navigate them through this. My youngest is 13, and as I said, we all look at it from a different perspective. Their lives evolve around Instagram. Mm. It is just insane. One of the things I found out from my daughter just recently, which shocked me, was if someone posts, "Hey, I'm having my 13th birthday party," if you would like to be invited, you click on all the like button. So then the person will go and choose through those likes who they wish to invite, and say to the others, "Well, sorry, you're not invited." Wow. One of my daughter's friends was crushed because she thought she was a friend of someone. She liked the post, thinking, "Oh, I'll get an invite for sure." And she wasn't invited and she was just devastated. But also everyone knew at that party who the people attended, liked the post, got attended and who liked it and
didn't get invited.
So it looked like she didn't like the post.
As I said, I'm saying to my daughter, whatever happened to an invitation, a discreet invitation, so you didn't hurt people's feelings?
Right. I mean, although Facebook still will do that anyway. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yes, that sucks, but I mean, I don't know that that's going to go away. I mean, Facebook still does. I mean, you literally get invited to events through Facebook.
Well, the other day, I said to Lenny, we dropped one of her friends off after staying at a birthday. Lenny had a party with a couple of friends, and I said, she goes, "I'll just Instagram her. Like send a message saying, did you get in okay?" Yeah. Like, because we were at the front door. And I said, no, ring her so she'll answer the phone. And she goes, "Yeah, but a notification will come up. I'll just Instagram her. She's always on her phone." And I was like, no, you ring her because I want to make sure that she's inside her house and her parents are in there to make sure she's okay. But all they want to do was Instagram each other because they've got all groups.
They live that way, don't they?
It's
maybe
weird.
This is a good thing. Just taking off the numeric...
Just delete Instagram. I hope you just delete it.
That's not going to happen.
But if you don't, Brenna Favola 25, give me a
follow. Oh, he's just gone for a desperate attempt to get a few extra follows.
Evie_Jones.
Oh, that's disgusting. At Byron Cookie on the end.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Guys, I want to start with something amazing. This is extraordinary. And, of course, your call's on 13 10 60. You'll recall yesterday a little six-year-old boy, Ryan, and his mum, Jess, came in to sing a great song from The Lion King. They're Disney fans and
incredible.
Just so talented. Here's just a little taste of their performance.
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
Oh, it was just exceptional. He now, the most so amazing cute. Thing about that was, as it turned out, Ryan, this six-year-old boy, is Fev's son.
He did. He could have been my son.
He is. He looked like a dead ringer for Fev. I can't get him to stop singing.
Alex did say yesterday, and Mia, and he's really cute, and he's got the long curly hair and sort of looks a bit like me. Alex goes, yes,
a little bit.
And Alex said, 6 years ago, were you anywhere near Geelong? And the mum actually sent me a message saying, this is on Instagram, Jess said, so funny, my husband Adam always jokes that Ryan is one of his mate's kids because he's got curly hair. And my sister-in-law messaged him after we were on your show and said, all these years you've been worried it was Mel, it was Fev all along.
Now that would be, imagine that was true, like that's exactly what we're looking for, Evie, when we open the phones and say, if you've got an amazing story, if that actually was true, and that Fev met his son for the first time coming in to sing to him on his radio show, that would be really amazing. That's a great story.
It would be awful because I'd be divorced again and I'd have another kid, I'd have to pay child support.
Oh yeah, you got a lot of kids, but you'd finally have a son.
It was a positive.
131060. If you've got an amazing story for us, do call right now. This is your chance, and the guys will let you know if there's a way you can improve it, possibly. They'll certainly grade the story. 131060.
Do you know what would be amazing? If she did come to me, Jess, and said, oh, I'm pregnant now, because I've had the snip, that'd be amazing.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
Well, hang on.
I'm just saying she said if that was your kid now.
Right.
Like, and she was pregnant.
Yes.
Like, I'd go, that's a bloody Dr. Snip.
Snip Club.
131060 is the number here at the Fox.
That would be amazing.
That whole hypothetical was unusual because it involves you and Jess.
And your pants down.
All right.
Well, it already did.
1019 The Fox.
Jones and Fev, get ready to rate these stories. Are they as amazing as these callers think? Because you go into a weekend, Fev, and you might want to tell a story at a dinner party or at the local bar.
Yes, and Evie's off to the project 10-year anniversary today, so maybe you want to tell a story to Waleed and Carrie and the people that are actually on the show.
Hurts.
Well, that's from Carrie. That was Carrie's words. And maybe you want to go down to the local pub and, you want to tell a few yarns. To your friends, but just play with us first.
Yeah.
We've got Alicia from Geelong. Good morning, Alicia.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very excited. I want to hear your amazing story.
Sure. So, guys, I live in Geelong, obviously, but I'm from Yay.
Yay! Everyone does that, don't they?
Oh, they do. My husband's from Hay. I've heard it all.
I've got a friend that lives in How Long. And you go, how long does it take to get there?
Okay. We've all had our fun.
What a gay horse is it? Hay!
Okay, we've all... Get them all out of your system. And now we will hear the story.
Sorry, Alicia.
Let's hear the amazing story.
You're all right. So last year, I went to get some fish and chips in Geelong, and this lovely man was standing out the front of his house opposite the fish and chip shop waving at me. Random guy, didn't know him, said to the kids, what a lovely man. We'll do a Yui, come back. If he's there, wave to him. Wasn't there, he'd gone back inside. 3 days later, my mum called me in Yay, and she said, my Uncle Gary's just been to a horrific motorcycle accident. And the man was killed, and that was terrible. And then that night, one of my best mates rang me, and she said, "Oh, Andrew, her husband, his uncle was killed up in Yay." And I said, "Oh, what a coincidence! My uncle went to it. Like, I'm so sorry." And I said, "Where did he live?" And she said, "Opposite the fish and chip shop."
Oh my!
In Geelong, where you live?
He'd been waving to me 3 days before, and had no idea that my uncle was going to, try and save his life.
Wow. I mean, it obviously gets an amazing.
Yes, it's amazing.
So many other words could apply.
I was going to do a couple of other suburb gags, but...
No, not now.
I think I'll leave that.
So that guy was on a motorbike, wasn't he?
He was.
Well, you know what? Don't ride motorbikes.
Well, that's extraordinary.
Be safe on the roads.
Oh, well, thank you, Alyssa, for that. We weren't going to end on that, obviously.
Oh, God.
That was an amazing
story. I had so many, cities and states and little country town jokes. But
did you?
No. Yeah.
Maybe after Kim, the story, when there's a bit more time has elapsed, you can.
Kim from Croydon, you're our last caller for the week. Can you please give us something amazing?
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, there we go. Up and about. Kimmy, what's your story?
That's what we like.
My story is a couple of years ago, we went fishing down at the main wharf there at Phillip Island.
Down fishing?
Nice.
Hooked up a fishy.
Yep.
Put her in. Yep. Out, we've caught a VB stubby with a octopus in it. Jumps back in the water.
Wow, okay.
I don't know that that's amazing. It's kind of good, though.
It's amazing. They caught a beer and an octopus.
Yeah, that's
I'm a bloke, I'm a yobbo, and me best name is Robbo. Remember that guy that sang that with the VB?
Chris Franklin.
Chris Franklin, that's right. He's a great fella, Chris
Franklin. Where's he been? What's he doing?
Kim, that was a good story.
He told me he was going in the jungle last year.
I'm a celebrity, Chris Franklin.
He told me he was in, and then I watched, and he wasn't.
Oh,
he
NASA from MAF said he was going in as well. He never went in. Okay. Liars.
There we go. Well, maybe there's. I think there is a like a few tests you've got to pass to get.
No, you just have to be asked.
Okay.
there is a few tests though. Did you do the psych test?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of people failed.
I failed.
Did you fail?
Oh, I failed badly.
Well, you both ended up
They couldn't wait to get me in there.
They said, this bloke's cuckoo, get him in.
Get him in.
That is it for
have
us.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend,
See you
guys.
Monday, you too.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see you from Bulla.
We should see you on the weekend. Oh,
will we?
We're at Mount Bulla with Fox FM, and you're obliged to be there as well, Fev. So we'll see you there. We look forward to it. We'll be broadcasting live from Mount Bulla on Monday.
Woo!
Be coffee clever at 7-Eleven with freshly ground coffee for just a buck.